afternoon news and in-depth coverage with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Well, I really appreciate Jordana Miller from ABC News joining us. She has been over in Jerusalem, and the headline says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. And it's interesting that while denying any wrongdoing, he is saying, claiming that he is the victim of a politically orchestrated, quote, rich witch hunt by the media and the left. And Jordana, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL. What's happening over there in Israel?
Wow, it has been one dramatic evening. I actually spent most of the night in front of the Prime Minister's residence tonight because right as we got the news that he would be indicted on bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in those three cases, his supporters and his opponents set up kind of dueling rallies in front of the residence. A lot of passion on the streets right now because Netanyahu is such a divisive figure. People either absolutely adore him, almost to a level of like a god, or those who just despise him and think he is deeply now corrupt. And these charges really are going to cast a major shadow over his political future. Avichai Mandelblit, who was appointed by Netanyahu, by the way, said he had a heavy heart and he was sad, but it was an important day and no one is above the law. And by the law, he felt he had to indict Netanyahu. There was, you know, enough evidence to indicate that he was involved in quid pro quos, giving regulatory perks to a huge telecom giant here in exchange for positive media coverage in its online website. And when I say, you know, in exchange for that positive media coverage, you know, Mandelblit, the attorney general, found evidence that Netanyahu, through intermediaries, was controlling headlines, the placement of stories, who was hired, who was fired, stories about his rivals. I mean, this wasn't, you know, anything very ambiguous. There were real consequences in the coverage that he got. He was seeking to help him, with his public image among Israeli voters. That is the most serious case, the bribery charge. And then there were two other cases where he was, essentially accused of getting illicit gifts totaling almost $300,000 from different people, and in exchange, helping them forward their business interests, and then another kind of backdoor deal at a different newspaper. It's interesting because Netanyahu is accusing the media of being out to get him. These cases reveal that Netanyahu has always had a strong hand in trying to craft the media coverage and manipulate it in some sense behind the scenes.
Where does Israel stand right now governmentally? I read something that implied that he's basically serving as Israel's caretaker prime minister because he failed to cobble together a government last month. Where do we stand?
Right, that's really a great question. So Netanyahu failed twice now to form a government and over a period of 6 months. So he is now just the caretaker of government. He almost like an interim prime minister. And now he had hoped when these charges came down, he would be leading a right-wing government and he would legislate immunity for himself. But he doesn't have a majority to do that at all right now because basically he couldn't put together a government. His challenger, General Benny Gantz, the former head of the IDF, couldn't do it. So now we're in this another kind of anomaly for, you know, Israeli politics. But that right to put together a government, form a government, has now been given to the Israeli parliament for the first time in Israel's history. So now each lawmaker has the next 3 weeks, essentially, to try to see if they can get enough, you know, backing to form a 61-seat majority. Now, no one expects that someone's going to be able to do that, but everyone did expect Netanyahu would be in the game. Well, now the question is, can a prime minister who is charged with bribery and fraud and breach of trust, can he take the mandate for a new government? Could he run for office for re-election if Israel goes to another election in a few weeks? And these are questions that the attorney general is going to have to rule on as well. Already, the Labor Party, one of Netanyahu's rivals, they say they're going to petition the Supreme Court to have Netanyahu recuse himself. Because remember, as prime minister, he has some influence over the justice ministry, over the police. So now there's a new question of, you know, a conflict of interest. So it's just, it's so hard to see how Netanyahu is going to come out of this. You know, even though by the law he doesn't have to step down, there's going to be so much pressure, even within his own party, that he may end up stepping down sooner than later.
Jordana Miller is on the line with us from Jerusalem today, talking about the heat and the trouble that apparently the Israeli prime minister is in right now. You mentioned, and I was reading about this too, and I was wondering how it would have actually happened, where Netanyahu was hoping to pass legislation preventing him from being indicted. What would that legislation have looked like? I try to imagine pulling something like that off here in the United States. And, well, I don't know, we're in an alternative universe right now, but I know in the past you would have been laughed off the hill.
That's right. That's true. Now, in Israel, what Netanyahu was hoping to do was to pass what had been dubbed here the French bill, because, for example, in Paris, I think it was Charles de Gaulle basically passed legislation that no sitting prime minister or president can be put on trial or charged. It has to wait until they're out of office. So Netanyahu was trying. He had already, you know, cut deals with some of his political allies to try to get that legislation passed. Should he have won and been able to put together a government? And some say that the first election, which was, you know, back in April, some say that his obsession with making sure he could get immunity is what actually tipped some people off. And even in his right-wing coalition, chief among them, his rival, Avigdor Lieberman, the former defense minister, to realize that he was really much more interested in just getting immunity, which they felt was wrong. And Avigdor Lieberman was the one who ended up preventing him from forming a government, not once, but twice. And so his real concern with that, many people thought, was obviously taking precedence over some of the national interests.
Right. Jordana, just a real quick, and I've only got a couple of seconds left, and we need to let you get back to your job as well. But with the instability, is Israel solid? Or in some states, this could lead to all kinds of dubious things. Are things relatively stable and secure in Israel?
They are stable. I mean, I think the strongest proof of that is the strength of the letter of the law and procedure. I mean, I think there's no doubt that Israel is going to figure out, probably sooner than later, how to deal with Netanyahu's status, and his party may hold primaries. We may see a unity government between, you know, the new leader of the Likud party and General Benny Gantz, or they may go to elections with a new leader of Likud. I mean, I don't think Israel's going to stay in a prolonged or protracted instability,
Jordana,
or political unclarity. Yeah.
Your insights have been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us here at KSL.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Jordana Miller with us, ABC News correspondent. Let's go ahead and take a break here at the bottom of the hour. We have more discussion surrounding impeachment. We want to share some of your comments, and I'd actually like to see more. How are you reacting? And this is the conclusion for the week of the open public hearings. What has been your reaction so far? Yay or nay? Are you leaning more toward impeachment or less toward impeachment? It's the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. You can also leave us a voicemail at 575-7668.